Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, William E. Leuchtenberg's Franklin D. Roosevelt and the New Deal, 1932-1940, is a major work of American political and social history focused on the Roosevelt administration's response to the Great Depression. Written as a historical analysis rather than a narrative biography, the book examines how the New Deal emerged, how it was implemented, and how it changed the relationship between the federal government and American society. Leuchtenberg presents the New Deal as one of the most consequential and contested reform programs in United States history, combining policy history with institutional analysis. The book's purpose is not simply to recount legislation, but to explain why Roosevelt's approach mattered, how it reshaped public expectations of government, and why its legacy remains central to debates over economic recovery, democracy, and reform. Because of its scope and clarity, it has long been regarded as a foundational text for readers seeking to understand the New Deal era. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Roosevelt turned crisis into a federal reform program. A central concern of the book is the transformation of the Great Depression from a moment of national emergency into an opening for sweeping governmental action. Leuchtenberg shows that Roosevelt did not treat the crisis as a problem that could be solved by minor adjustments to existing policy. Instead, the New Deal represented a deliberate expansion of federal responsibility across relief, recovery, and reform. This matters because it explains the New Deal's historical significance. The administration responded to economic collapse by redefining what Americans could expect from national government. The book places emphasis on the practical and political logic behind this shift. Roosevelt had to move quickly, build confidence, and experiment with new institutions while the old economic order was failing. That combination of urgency and improvisation helps explain both the achievements and the controversies of the period. The New Deal was not a single master plan, but a sequence of responses shaped by crisis, political resistance, and evolving administrative ideas. Secondly, the New Deal as a redefinition of federal power and public responsibility. Leuchtenberg gives sustained attention to the way New Deal policies changed the role of the federal government in American life. Before Roosevelt, national government had a more limited presence in the economy and in social welfare. Under the New Deal, federal authority expanded into banking, labor relations, rural development, public works, and assistance for the unemployed and elderly. The book explains this as a structural shift, not merely a set of temporary emergency measures. Once the government began regulating markets more actively and supporting citizens more directly, it established precedents that lasted long after the 1930s. This topic is important because it clarifies why the New Deal remains politically significant. It created institutions and expectations that still define modern American governance. Leuchtenberg also shows that this expansion of power was debated intensely. Supporters saw it as necessary for democratic stability, while critics feared centralization and overreach. The book's strength lies in showing that the New Deal was both a policy response and a constitutional and political turning point. Thirdly, why the New Deal was effective, but never simple or complete, the book does not present the New Deal as a neat success story. Instead, Leuchtenberg explains its effectiveness in terms of partial recovery, institutional innovation, and political adaptation. Some programs helped restore confidence in banks and markets. Others provided relief to struggling households, and still others reshaped labor and agricultural policy. Yet, the Depression was not fully ended by the New Deal alone, and the book recognizes that economic recovery remained uneven through much of the decade. This balanced perspective is one of the book's most valuable features. It avoids both celebratory oversimplification and cynical dismissal. Leuchtenberg shows that effectiveness must be measured in more than one way: by immediate economic results, by the creation of durable institutions, and by the way policy changed the terms of public debate. The New Deal was effective because it addressed crisis on multiple fronts, but it was also incomplete because no single reform program could fully repair the national economy on its own. That tension gives the book its analytical depth. Fourthly, political conflict, opposition, and the limits of reform. Another major theme is the resistance the New Deal provoked from conservatives, business interests, and constitutional critics. Leuchtenberg treats conflict not as a side issue, but as a core part of the story, because reform only makes sense when set against the forces that opposed it. The administration faced accusations of excessive executive power, administrative confusion, and ideological overreach, especially as it experimented with new agencies and regulations. This conflict matters for understanding the book's interpretation of the New Deal as controversial as well as effective. The political battles of the 1930s reveal how difficult it is to reconstruct an economy during crisis without provoking backlash. Leuchtenberg also highlights the internal complexity of reform coalitions, since not all supporters agreed on the scope or direction of change. In this sense, the New Deal was not simply Roosevelt acting alone, but a contested process shaped by Congress, the courts, administrative agencies, and public opinion. The book uses that conflict to explain both the resilience and the vulnerability of reform politics. Lastly, The New Deal Legacy in Modern American Democracy. Leuchtenberg closes the historical circle by showing that the New Deal mattered far beyond the 1930s. Its legacy can be seen in the broader acceptance of federal responsibility for economic stability, social welfare, and labor protections. The book suggests that Roosevelt's presidency permanently altered the expectations citizens brought to government, especially during economic distress. This is one reason the work continues to matter. It is not merely about a past administration, but about the origins of a modern governing order. The New Deal also became a reference point in later debates over the size and purpose of government, making the book useful for understanding political arguments that continue today. Leuchtenberg's historical method helps readers see continuity between the Depression era and later reforms without reducing everything to a simple chain of causes. The legacy of the New Deal lies in institutions, political language, and public memory. By tracing that legacy, the book shows why Roosevelt's response to the Depression remains one of the defining episodes in American history. In conclusion, this book should be read by students of American history, political science, public policy, and anyone interested in how governments respond to economic crisis. It is especially valuable for readers who want more than a summary of New Deal programs and instead need a serious explanation of how those programs changed the American state. Leuchtenberg combines scholarship, clarity, and judgment in a way that makes the book useful both as an introduction and as a long-standing reference work. What sets it apart from many other books on the Roosevelt era is its balance. It treats the New Deal as both highly effective and deeply contested, without reducing it to propaganda or criticism. Readers gain insight into the mechanics of reform, the pressures of crisis government, and the long-term consequences of expanding federal power. Its enduring value comes from the way it connects the 1930s to modern debates over democracy, inequality, and public responsibility. For that reason, it remains one of the most important single-volume histories of the New Deal. If you would like to support William E. Leuchtenberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.